second public hearing this evening is to rezone PID number 7002-6844 and a portion of PID number 7002-6786 from restricted residential R1 to fishing and marine M3. It is commonly referred to as lands adjacent to Mersey Seafoods. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person with an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality with regards to its intention to rezone PID number 7002-6844 and a portion of PID number 7002-6786 from restricted residential R1 to fishing and marine M3. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. A, opening remarks. Every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. A person may speak more than once. A preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. 3. This meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Boyle's rules of order. I would ask our planner, Mike McLeod, to give us a brief update.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We've as well received an application for or from the owners of the property aforementioned properties on Bristol Avenue in Liverpool, properties of Mersey Seafoods Limited, to rezone the two properties which are currently zoned as restricted residential R1 to have them designated as fishing and marine M3. It's the intent of Mersey Seafoods to redevelop their property, the existing operation, to construct a new modern processing facility on what is now currently being utilized as a parking area for the employees of Mersey Seafoods. Mersey Seafoods has been in operation since the mid-60s at this location, is certainly a well-recognized and important component of our community. It's made up of a number of dated structures as it has operated since the mid-60s, and the owners would like to modernize that with this new processing facility as well as business offices located within the new structure. It will be the intent of Mersey Seafoods upon completion of construction of the new facility to remove the old structures from the site. So the property that is intended to be utilized for the new building is itself located within the fishing and marine zone, but to provide for a buffer area, the rezoning of the adjacent residentially zoned properties is required to facilitate this development. The properties are on municipal sewer and water services, and the Bristol Avenue, being one of the main thoroughfares through our community, certainly has the ability to accommodate the traffic as it's the primary routes through the community. The access and egress to the property will be in the same location as what currently is being utilized for the existing operation. The applicants have provided, you'll see maps at the back, as well as there's a handout copies on the wall up here. If you didn't get copies, certainly feel free to take one. I'm showing the architectural renderings of what the proposed building is intended to look like. There's two profiles, one facing south would be the front of the building, which would be facing the Mersey River, and the western profile facing Bristol Avenue. Also included in the package for Mersey Seafoods is a landscaping plan, which they intend to incorporate as part of their development as a means to try to mitigate some of the conflict that may arise with the abutting residential properties. So,
So hopefully those that are attending have had a chance to look at the schematics that are at the back of the room. I will now open the floor for comment from those in the gallery. Who would like to go first?
Hi, my name is Jennifer Lee. I'm Carolyn Campbell, I live on 45 Bristol Avenue. I moved to Bristol Avenue 41.5 years ago. And over the years, I've seen a number of residential properties rezoned to commercial. When you consider this proposed rezoning from R1 to R3, I want you to honestly answer this question. What do you want the entrance to Liverpool to look like? Bristol Avenue, with its trees lining the road and residential homes, made an attractive entrance to Liverpool. Do you want this to disappear? It is not the loss of another house yet, but it could be. They own the Nickerson property, and I have been informed that they also own the one next to 38 Bristol, which is directly across from a portion of my property. In my opinion, the proposal for the new office fish plant is not in keeping with the look of the neighboring residential portion of this land. I think of it as a type of encroachment because the new facility will be closer to the residential Bristol. Right now, there's a parking lot that has been close to that area. It will be huge because of its proposed proximity to the road, which doesn't seem to be much farther back than the Nickerson property. It will really stand out. I'm also concerned about the property values in the area decreasing. Now, it is possible that fewer people would consider purchasing a house closer to a large office factory building. And over time, would a portion of the land deemed as a setback area be used as a storage area and become unsafe? Or, if the fish plant ever had to close, would residents be looking at a similar eyesore as the TRA building? Thank you.
Thank you. Any other individual?
Yes. Hi, I'm Greg Simpson with Mersey Seafood, so 26 Bristol. I just want to make a few introductory comments, but and most of them are to repeat what Mike Murphy had presented at the previous meeting, and simply to say that Mersey Seafood has been part of the community for 50 years. We're committed to Liverpool, and we're planning to build a new modern solid production plant here to replace the current facilities. The new plant will help solidify the future for our current employees, as well as provide new employment for future opportunities. The renderings, we think, provide a good illustration of what building we are proposing. I can't promise it's going to look exactly like that, but we're certainly, that's what we're aiming towards, and we put a lot of time and a lot of versions and a lot of efforts to get to where we did. And I hope that gives you a good feel for it. This building will largely be situated on the existing property in the upper parking lot, the left of the urban building that we just removed, and we're all happy at Mersey to not see that building there anymore. The proposed building location, I think it's important for everyone to understand, was determined because of geotechnical analysis, where we had to take into consideration the required elevation and distance setbacks from the river. Taking this into account, we believe that this is really the most suitable location for the building, and really, I hope you understand this, really the only suitable location on our property, but it does require a rezoning. We are conscious of our neighbors. It's our intention to add greenery to the front inside the building, and to only use the side of the property on 38 Bristol Avenue as a buffer area. And the red house, the next one, that house will be there. We're open to suggestion and inputs on how we do our buffer area, how we plan, what we plan, etc. We have spoken with the immediate neighbors and received positive feedback. We are confident that this addition of new plants and subsequent removal of all existing buildings will only serve to better the look of Liverpool's downtown area. It is our belief that this is positive.
we're totally in support of the development of a new modern fish plant, one which promises to provide improve working conditions, continues to provide employment, and enhance the economic benefits for the area. However, we do have a few concerns regarding the impact the proposed development as currently presented will have on the residential nature of the neighborhood. According to the design points, site plan, the proposed building, fish plant, is to be built in the midst of a residential area with an apparently marginal setback from Bristol Avenue. In fact, the building appears it will only be set back evenly with the house on 38 Bristol, which is pretty close to the street and pretty close to our front view. This proposed location presents a major change in the current streetscape. Currently, the fish plant is well set back from Bristol Avenue and away from residential homes where families live. Is it possible, maybe not, to modify the plan and set the building much further back from the Bristol Avenue, where it is more likely to reduce potential impacts to the Bristol neighborhood? Second sort of concern is because of the location of the proposed building within a residential neighborhood, landscaping will be very important for buffering, screening, etc. So far, we have not seen the detailed landscaping plans. They haven't been available. Appropriate landscaping has the potential to add beauty and appeal to our neighborhood and to Liverpool as a whole. As Bristol is the main road to town, it is important that the building blend in with the area as outlined in the Region of Queens Municipality Policy 12.5.2 Section C and D. Our hope is to have a new commercial neighbor blend in and contribute to the overall aesthetics and feel of the existing neighborhood. We expect they will make it beautiful, but if not, what is our recourse? And there's also a potential, and we're not sure what the potential is, potential for an increase in traffic, noise, odors, and vermin, as well as lowering property values for residents of the area. Does the council have a plan to mitigate these potential issues? Also, is there a plan to control vermin when the old plant is removed? The plant moves further into the residential area. There is a possibility that the vermin are closer to your home. And then just the fourth one, what is the long-term plan for the house and lawn at 38 Bristol Avenue? From the proposed amendments and planning report, it's unclear what will be done there. It sort of says the house will stay or be torn down. So will it be removed? Will the land be landscaped? If it is removed, how will the lot be maintained? Maintain a residential look and feel into the future? And is there a future use of plan available for that piece of lot? Thanks for allowing me the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Any other resident wishing to speak? Any member of the public gallery would like to chat on this issue?
I'm Gloria Lillie, I'm coming from Queens Bristol Avenue, and I did bring my son's printout with that, like, he helped with us for being at this meeting. We've been there in Bristol for quite a few years, 60 years, and he had a copy sent to the counselors. It would be nice to read it to the other people, maybe, that haven't read it. And I know that if they don't move the plant back, like I talked with Mike about, we have no property so far. But none of my five children that have been raised there will ever want the property.
Mike, do you have a copy of that you could read it?
Yep. Yep, this is I guess, was from Jacob Lingley. Yep. Residents of Liverpool, I am hoping that you can help a concern I have both for my parents and the preservation of my childhood neighborhood. As you see in the photo, Mersey Seafoods is requesting a rezoning of one and potentially two residential properties that border our home on Bristol. While I cautiously support the potential for economic growth this proposal provides Mersey Seafoods in my hometown, I am particularly concerned with a number of issues surrounding this rezoning. Some initial thoughts include: 1. The effect of the industrial architecture on the neighborhood aesthetic and historic preservation. 2. The impact of tractor trailer traffic on the main thoroughfare to our downtown core. 3. Environmental and ecological impacts of any effluent wastewater running into our harbor. 4. Above all, the impact on residential life on my parents who have lived in their home since 1957. I welcome commentary on this so that my friends and family who are in Liverpool can use your insight to refine their arguments. I am happy that the Queen's municipality used the word modern in the attached photo to describe the project. I am hoping the public meeting will further define the development plans for this modern facility, such that they include renewable energy sources for their added refrigeration units, modern agricultural landscaping, including a community garden and greenhouses surrounding the large planned parking lot, and modern architectural design considerations in an attempt to meaningfully integrate the industrial building, if not into our existing neighborhood aesthetic, but perhaps an attempt to create a facade so that they resemble and pay tribute to Liverpool's rich cultural heritage that is inexorably linked to the sea. Please feel free to share.
Any other member of the gallery would like to speak to me?
Yes. Hi, my name's William Moreno. I'm 43 Park Street. Also, my parents spoke before. I guess, first, I'd like to say I'm excited about the new modern development. That is a great project. The aesthetics, just my first real opportunity to see the pictures, and I must say, looking at the front, it looks lovely. Driving up from the bridge, I think you're going to get a nice experience. The front and the side facing the neighbor to the north, not so nice. That big slab, I think it's fair to say that nobody wants to simply look at a blank rectangular slab. The only other comment, has there been any analysis of the noise level that would be produced from such a building that is much closer to the residents? Just looking at the diagrams, I don't see any machinery. It's just a building. I would expect that a processing plant would need a little bit more air conditioning units on the top, machinery on the side. There must be something. I don't know much about fish plants, but I would expect that there's some machinery that's useless and generates noise. The proximity of the road, if it does look very close, I'll echo the comments of other neighbors. Just some questions, considerations.
Thank you. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this evening? For the third and final time, is there anyone who would like to speak this evening at this hearing? Hearing none. We will again, as per the previous public hearing, we will consider all the comments, all the documentation, the letter received as we deliberate on this application later this evening, and do appreciate your attendance.